Well, here is a bonus assignment. And folks, the reality is, you can do it. Even though you won't know what you're doing while you're doing it, you can still do it. Huh? Let's read. Optional bonus technical analysis assignment for Chapter 8. There are many different technical indicators, and you can play with as many as you want, but in this assignment we will concentrate on just one, the simple moving average, which is the one I showed you in the presentation on technical analysis using Yahoo, whether you saw it within Canvas or on the class website. However, feel free to investigate and use whatever technical indicators you find and desire to use. Okay? We're going to use the 50-day moving average and the 200-day moving average. Well, when the 50-day moving average goes above the 200-day moving average, that is supposed to be a bullish sign that the stock price or the market as a whole is going to rise. Likewise, when the 50-day moving average goes below the 200-day moving average, that supposedly means the stock price is going to fall. These events are called inflection points or crosses or death crosses, whatever. Research Caterpillar. Well, actually, you can research any stock you're looking at, but I used Caterpillar because there's some interesting things that happened over the last 5 years. You know, I still use finance.yahoo.com. I don't use it. I mean, I don't do... I'm still using that to show you technical analysis. I don't do technical analysis, folks. That's why I'm not the best person for those of you who really want to learn technical analysis. I'm probably the worst person because I think it's all voodoo. But let's say you use Yahoo. If you can find a better one out there, please do. Please tell me, okay? Because I've looked around for some free websites. There's lots of websites that want you to sign up for $20 a month or $50 a month. Surefire technical analysis tools that will make you a millionaire within 2-3 months or years or decades or whatever. So if you find a better one, please contact me. Choose the 5-year chart and then add both the 50-day and the moving day moving average. So now, look at the presentation on how to do that, or contact me. It's not that hard. Now, so here are some sample analyses I wanted you to make. You could use these or make them up as you go along. And again, use whichever technical indicators you're interested in and whichever website you're interested in, whatever stock you're interested in. For example, in Caterpillar, in November of 2013, the 50-day moving average went below the 200-day moving average. That's supposed to be a sell signal. Was that a good time to sell? In June of 2014, the 50-day moving average went above the 200-day moving average. That's supposed to be a buy signal. Was that a good time to buy? In June of 2015, the 50-day moving average went below the 200-day moving average. Was this a good time to sell? Now, comment on the current relationship of the 50-day moving average, the 200-day moving average. What about the past few weeks, few months? What would you do now? Comment on whether the stock is a buy, sell, or neutral. Hey, on your own, add the 15-day moving average. And the 15-day and the 50-day moving average are very popular ones that people look at. Was that a better indicator of the near future price movements of the stock? And try Intel, try Medtronic, try International Paper. Try any large companies. And comment on the effectiveness of the simple moving average or whatever technical indicators you used, Bollinger Bands, exponential moving average. I can't even remember all of them. Would you try buying and selling stocks based on technical analysis? Now, here's the disclaimer, folks. Remember that with technical analysis, you do not have to actually know what you're doing. You just have to convince others that you know what you're doing. So do your best to convince me that you know what you're doing even though you don't know what you're doing. Because I don't know what I'm doing, since I also don't know what I'm doing when it comes to technical analysis. It is easy to convince me. Who knows? You may find that you're good at convincing others that you know what you're doing, even though you don't. And if this is true, you can make a whole lot of money in the wonderful world of technical analysis. Good luck. Optional, Investopedia actually has a pretty good knowledge base, and you can research the Bollinger Bands, the parabolic stops and reverses, and the exponential moving averages, and any of the many technical indicators available. Now, I pick on this guy at Stock Market Mentor, and not because he's any worse than or better than any others. It's just that he's on television, and he's supposed to know what he's doing. Look at some of the free charts of the week. If you want to sign up, whatever it is, $50 a month, that's up to you. I don't get any kickback. I certainly don't want you to sign up for these because I'm one of the firm believers that technical analysis is voodoo. Now, there is a guy by the name of Andrew Lowe, L-O, who has written some books on technical analysis, and he's supposed to know what he's doing. And when I read him, I fall asleep because I just can't get anything out of him. Maybe you can. So hopefully you will be awesome and become the next fabulous technical analyst who's making $500,000 by making incorrect investment decisions in the short term. Good luck. Remember, you don't have to know what you're doing. Just convince me that you know what you're doing. And since I don't know what I'm doing, it's going to be easy for you to convince me that you know what you're doing, even though you don't know what you're doing. Have fun.